Is it in something?
Get what? Yeah, it's behind you. The red in the lamp.
I haven't noticed it. That's cool. How much were they?
I think it was like $5. I don't know. I just saw it was cool. Color changing.
Do they have all different colors?
Yeah, it's got different colors.
That's cool.
It is pretty cool. So anyways, so as you mentioned right before we started recording, I have not officially gotten my shit together.
Ow. I didn't want to be like stumbling along if I could look it up and follow something.
Yeah. We are working on trying to stay consistent with the show. That is completely my fault, and I take responsibility for it. Excuse me. I have been having a lot of things going on, so I'm trying to make sure that I can manage my time wisely to continue with the show, as well as trying to bring back kind of a big reel to
Yeah, Jake asked me earlier if we're doing a podcast. I said, I don't even fucking know. I said, we plan it and then it just doesn't happen because we're just tired. Things are going on. I said, we're supposed to, but I'm not sure if we are.
Yeah, we definitely have to keep doing them. Trying to stay consistent and everything like that. So before we officially kick off this show, I just want to do the shout out. And this week's shout out is for Miss Gianna Lux.
Oh, I've been seeing a lot of her posts and stuff, and the stuff was fabulous.
She
fabulous.
Has found her pocket. She has found what kind of queen she is. She is owning it. She is slaying it. And plus, this is her birthday month.
Yeah, because like, I haven't heard from her in a long time, and I feel like I'm bothering her because when I do message her, I don't hear back from her. So I'm just waiting until she has time to talk, you know. But I miss her. I miss him.
Yeah. You know, definitely love to hear from you.
We're going through a lot, you know. Like, he's been going through a lot.
Yes.
And yes. I'm just not trying to be one of those friends that's up his ass and, you know. But I do miss him and would like to hear from him.
I do want to get him back on because this is the reason why I want to get him back on. I'm so proud of him because he took all of the negativity in his life, and instead of dwelling on the negativity, he created something positive out of it.
And honestly, I have no idea what you're talking about. Like, I follow him on Facebook and I see a lot of stuff, but I don't know what's going on.
Yeah.
You know, and I'm happy and proud of him too, but I would like to know the details.
Yeah. And that's why I would like to get him on so we can kind of talk about it and, you know, so he can show us his new pumps and, you know, where he is in his pocket and everything like that.
I'd like to get down there and actually see a show. It's been like, I miss New Beginnings.
Oh yeah.
I would love to move down there, honestly, because I would love to be there all the time. I'm not a nightclub person. But New Beginnings is different. It's just like a cool family atmosphere type place, you know?
Yeah.
It's just different than the clubs up here. You know, everybody knows each other and everybody's friendly and nice. You go to the clubs up here and it's all stuck up and everybody judging people and drama and dumb shit.
Yeah.
And like, I don't know. It's just different. Down there, you feel at home. You feel like family. You're accepted. Up here, you just feel uncomfortable and not wanted. And like they're looking for people with perfect bodies or some shit, you know? It's just different. And I feel comfortable down there.
It's that Southern hospitality.
Yeah.
You know, so supple and sweet. As one of the queens from RuPaul's always said. But I just, the glow up. Bitch, I know you are listening. And the glow up is fucking fantastic.
What's the glow up?
So the glow up is like when you go from like struggling and being a whole hot mess expressed on your face. Like,
yeah.
A good example of glow up is like when you're in high school and you got acne and you got braces and you don't feel your best self, but then you become an adult and you just own that shit and you look fantastic because you have a confidence about you.
Yeah.
That's a glow up.
Okay.
So, but it's on point. The branding is on point. Like, she is doing a fantastic job. And I just love every minute of it. So, totally, totally, totally want to have her back on.
Nemo's watching the smoke trail from the incense. He's captivated by it. Look at him. He's so fucking cute.
Putting him to sleep. Sleepy time is sleepy time.
Sleep, little child. He's gonna fall off the bed. He fell off my bed last night. He was licking his balls and fell right off my bed. I tried to reach for him, but it was too late.
But so this next year, you know, it's February. I'm turning 31 in a month. So like, there's so much going on and so much fantastic stuff that we can do. And my main goal now is to grow this podcast and bring it to life, bring it out there to the world, get a strong format down and just show the people what we discuss. Because like I have ideas and I know things, and it is very, very therapeutic to talk on the show. And I love doing the back and forth banter and stuff like that. And I love it. I just love every minute of it. But sometimes I get in those moods where like I'm really down, and even the things that make me happy, I don't want to try them because I'm afraid that they're not going to make me happy anymore. Like, and
like what?
Like, the podcast,
yeah.
Like, it makes me happy. I love doing the podcast, but when I get down and I start getting depressed, I don't even want to do those things. And I went through this whole entire month. The last time was 3 months that I went through this whole entire cycle of defeat thing. I know I can do this. I know I can grow as a podcaster, as quote unquote influencer or whatever. And I can excel at it. I just have to do it because like, I want to do it.
I love doing the podcast, but I need some, you know, I think we need listeners. I think we're only going to build listenerships if we're continuing something, you know?
Yeah.
So maybe we're going to have to like, just do a whole bunch of extra ones whenever we get free time. You know, just storm away so we can put something out on those weeks where we don't, we're tired and we're busy, because life does get busy.
Yeah.
You know, and if this grew to be full time, that would be awesome. I would love to do podcasting full time.
Yeah.
I would do several throughout the week and have all kinds of stuff going on, you know?
Yeah. And then there's some other projects that we can do on top of it. Like, we can do some stuff on YouTube that's, you know, geared around that kind of a big deal umbrella. And kind of a big deal is a brand, and it's become a brand. Like, when people talk about it, they know kind of a big deal. When I go down to New Beginnings, yeah, they know kind of a big deal.
Yeah.
Like, it's not, they don't know my name, but as soon as G says he's the one from Kind of a Big Deal, they're like, oh yeah. Okay. Like, we've listened. You know? So like, it warms your heart, and you know, you get busy and consumed with life, and this is a part of life, is talking and opening up and sharing stories and stuff like that.
Yep, definitely.
And believe me, this podcast has had some drama, but it's a great show, and I just want to keep making it better. So, anything to add to that?
I mean, not really, like, as far as that topic.
All right. Well, let's officially kick off the show.
All
Hello, 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 and welcome to episode 79 of Kind of Big Deal Podcast.
79 already?
Yes, sir. It would be a lot farther along if I kept my shit together.
You know, I picture myself at 79. I think I'm going to be one of them crazy old men that's always pinching the orderly's bottoms, like, you know, stop it, Mr. Parks.
And that is my co-host, Doug Parks. And I am your host, Clay Phoenix. And we just love doing this show. I cannot, you know, say that enough. It's just so cool to be able to be transparent and share things with people. And I really like that we can kind of branch out and do things that we love to do, like with crime stuff and, you know, TV and film and things like that. And with television, there's so many different things like you and I watch and stuff that I feel like it might even seep over a little bit into this, where we kind of like talk about shows that we're watching or whatever.
Yeah. And I want to build my TikTok. I am currently at 759 followers, but I need to reach 1,000 to start doing lives, because I want to start doing live TikToks of our podcast. And I need to get up there. So follow me, people, at Douglas Park 7. And it's got my cute little face up there.
Mine's at Terry Clay Miller Jr.
Yeah, you're pretty close to me too, as far as followers. Your numbers are up there. So I would like to, like, you know.
Yeah.
Now I'm pretty sure I could just record this and we could take clips and put on TikTok and maybe that'll boost us somehow. But I can't find my tripod.
Your tripod?
Yeah, for my phone, to hold my phone. I can't find it nowhere.
Ah, shucks.
Like, I'm just going to buy another one, I guess.
Yeah. But they're not that expensive.
Yeah.
And they're pretty popular now, so you can get them pretty much anywhere.
And some of my numbers are pretty high on these things, you know, but the followers, it's almost like people will follow you to get you to follow them, and then they'll unfollow you.
It's like
that's weird to me.
So why don't we try this? Okay.
Plus, because, like, I'm following 2,541 people, but only 759 are following me. So I'm definitely going to follow you back, you know?
Yeah. So let's put this out there into the universe, you know?
Into the universe. Good vibes.
Yeah. Because when we put things into the universe, maybe they'll happen. You know, instead
of, my horoscope said that my business would grow today and like all that, but like
it is growing. We're doing a podcast.
But oh, that's awesome.
What if you and I started doing the TikTok trends
as kind of a big deal?
As kind of a big deal. We'll post it on both of our TikToks
and Facebook and Instagram
you know, get it out there in the social world of the internets.
Yeah.
And, you know, do some fun things that are linked to the podcast, but it's just us doing us, you know what I mean? Like, it doesn't have to be exactly like everybody else does it, but like do it in our own KOABD way.
I came up with a new game. And it's
called, oh Lord,
it's called Staircase Monopoly. So basically each step has something to do or say, or something you got to do. You could do shots or whatever. So as you play up these steps, whoever reaches the top wins. But there's things like go back three steps. There's a thing like choose somebody to go back to the beginning. The second to last step before you get to the top, if you hit that step, you got to go all the way to the beginning.
Yeah.
So like I've come up with this game to play on the steps. And my cousin loves the idea. And she's like, could you imagine drunk people on steps trying to play this game? Like somebody's going to get hurt. It's going to be like yard darts back in the day.
Yeah.
You know, but I honestly think it would be fun. You know, it's a step game that you play on a staircase.
It's kind of like a more dangerous version of cornhole.
Yeah. And I was thinking about it one day walking up our steps. It's where I got the idea from. I'm like, this would be cool to have a game, or just like a family game or drinking game or friends game, whatever. Just play it on the steps.
Yeah.
You know, and you could even make a Christmas game with it. and people can like at Christmas time, families can like play. It'd be something fun to do.
Yeah, you know? we could do like a YouTube stuff that like that on YouTube.
And I was also thinking about doing TikToks with us playing this game on the steps.
Yeah.
And record us playing this game on the steps and put on TikTok. I think it would be fun. I think it would be something that might take off, you know?
Yeah.
Because it's different.
Definitely probably one of my favorite TikToks that you and I ever did together was when we were trying to do the Harry Potter thing where it looked coats. Like, yeah, it looked like magic with the coat.
Yeah.
And I fell down the steps.
I was showing a few people that one the other day, and I forget who it was I was showing. But the girl was like, how'd you do that? And I said, we had to walk backwards and do the thing backwards so it would play.
Forward.
Yeah, forward when you reverse the film.
Yeah.
And she's like, that's really cool. And I'm like, yeah. I said, here's the one where Terry tried it and he fell down the steps. And I showed it to her. She's like, oh, is he all right? I said, yeah, he's fine.
It was hilarious.
But it scared everybody that saw it because it was like... I mean, luckily it wasn't a whole entire staircase. It was a split level house. So it had that, what, 8 steps, 7 steps, something like that.
No, it wasn't even that. But it was literally 3 steps. 3 steps. And I can't even walk down 3 steps. I fell down them. But yeah, that was a riot. It's still probably one of like the funniest things ever. Stacy brings it up every now and then and just laughs about it.
Yeah, my duets are some of the most liked when I duet other people's stuff.
Yeah.
So we'll probably have to duet stuff to get our stuff seen, but I think people will see it.
Yeah.
Cause our podcast is funny and it's informative and it's also serious at times. And it's very like us being real and honest and open. We're not hiding nothing. We talk about everything. And I think that's what people want, you know, cause there's enough fakeness in this world, enough bullshit, you know,
we are like taking an upper and riding the upper for a couple of hours. And then taking a downer and just dropping. Like, we have funny moments. We have sad moments. We have all of these different elements. And that's, I literally think that's why, like, we enjoy doing it so much. Because we can kind of put our things out there and we can kind of talk about stuff and be open and be vulnerable. And it is good for people to hear because a lot of the things that you hear these days, people are being reserved and they're not trying to get canceled and stuff like that. But the stuff that we talk about has truth behind it.
I mean, I was raised by parents that taught me to stick your head in the ground and pretend like it doesn't exist when you have issues. Hide it. Don't talk about it. Bury it. You know, deny, deny, deny. But yet at the same time, there are these religious Christians that are supposed to be honest and truthful. And I just saw them as hypocrites. Like, they didn't teach me how to be. I had to learn on my own, like the kind of person I wanted to be, you know. And if we're all open and vulnerable before each other, then we're not worrying about all the insecurities and lies. Like, we can all just be ourselves because everybody individually is beautiful.
Yeah.
But most of us are so, like my parents, they were taught that by their parents, and it's hereditary thinking that you just keep picking up. And that's what society today about is get rid of the hereditary beliefs, quit believing in stuff that is just going to teach you to lie and manipulate,
yeah.
You know, quit believing that just because your parents raised you to be a certain way, you have to be that way or think that way. You know, it's okay to question. It's okay to ask questions. It's okay to like talk and be open.
Yeah. It's almost like the stigma around mental health. And, you know, I'm very big on trying to make sure that my mind is clear, and I do struggle with things, but I do my best to try to work through those things. And the things that he just showed me the video of me falling down the steps. It's funny. It's not three though, is it? It's like four.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 at the top.
Oh, 7's at the top. Okay. Yeah. So you were right. So it was seven.
Yeah. Well, I thought 6, but
yeah.
6 or 8. I was like in between because like.
Yeah. But so.
And do you know my most watched one is the jokes I was telling at work? And Scott came in the second most watched is the one with Stacy. All drunk in the bar. That one's 24,000.
Everybody loves a hot mess.
When's she going to be on?
Hot Mess Express. I don't know. We got to get her back on.
How's she doing?
She's doing good.
Last time I delivered to her house, she wouldn't answer the front door. So I walked around the back and walked in like you would. And like, I stumbled upon something that was like, oh shit. You know, like I shouldn't be here. And it like, she was like, oh my God, come on in. She didn't give a shit. You know?
Yeah. Yeah.
It wasn't nothing sexual wise. Like I didn't come in and meet, you know, it was something else.
Weren't slobbing on the knob.
No, that probably would have been like, I wouldn't have felt so uncomfortable with that. I'd just be like, damn, give it to her. Get over here and get this pizza. I got to go.
Come get this pepperoni and get off of that one.
Yeah, but like, it was cool. She was just like, oh, food. So, yeah, I definitely would like to hang out with her again because it's been a long time.
Yes, it has been. So let's talk a little bit about television. Because I've been watching a lot of different shows. So the one show that I've been watching is the Sex and the City continuation. I don't want to call it a reboot or a remake. And there's a reason why.
They just continued it from when they left off, but it's all much later.
Yes.
So it's almost like Roseanne and some of these other shows.
Exactly.
And they're good.
So...
But like there was a huge gap in between and they just kind of took over from there.
But what I really appreciate about And Just Like That, because it's not called Sex and the City, it's called And Just Like That.
Okay.
So it's the next chapter of Sex and the City.
And for those people that like the sounds of things, here's a Dr. Pepper cream soda zero can opening.
So
we're all inclusive. What do you say?
Yeah. Love all, serve all, as Elvis says. Okay, don't do that again. Cause I did not like that. But so, And Just Like That is like a next chapter. So it's these three characters because Samantha's not there, which I'll get into that a little bit too. So there's these three
Which
characters.
One's Samantha? Sarah Jessica Parker?
No.
Because I never watched Sex and the City. I tried to watch a little bit of it, but it wasn't my thing back then. We'll talk about that in a minute. Go ahead and figure out what you're saying.
Okay, I'll so Samantha around. Was the fourth girl, and she's not there. In the original story and in the movies, they had this really cool all-inclusive storyline, and it was really good with the way that they did things. So in the new chapter, like these I want to say they're in their 50s, these women in their 50s are now learning about how the world is today. Like there's, you know, talk about during the pandemic.
So the fans back then are still fans today. It's just, you know, they're keeping up with that same, cause they're basically trying to reach the fans they had back then, not get new fans so much. You know what I mean? Just take over and.
No, they're trying to reach fans today,
yeah.
But also keep the original fans.
That's what Roseanne did.
So yes.
Yeah.
And so like, it's a continuation.
Are they the same? Like production company, like NBC, ABC, whatever. Are they the same? Cause like, it seems like some shows, like the one I'm into right now is like, it's a complete, I'm going to talk about that when you're done. Cause I don't know.
It's
a completely different frame, you know, a different outline.
Yeah.
But it seems like maybe different corporations are doing something different, you know?
Yeah. And I think that the way that they did it was they brought in the new generation of things, and they just, you know, they talk about sexuality, and these women in their 50s discover sexualities, and they are learning new things about themselves. You know, Carrie has to go through a death that's very close to her, and how she has to deal with that.
Did they die from COVID or
no, a heart attack on a Peloton? Yes, Peloton stocks went down after.
Oh my God. Well, their stocks went down when that, didn't somebody get hurt somehow? Was it Peloton or was it that one you stand in front of? Somebody got seriously hurt and like stocks dropped. I thought it was Peloton.
It might've been Peloton. Peloton has a lot of different things.
Yeah. They have a, somebody's hair got caught up in a treadmill or something.
Oh, I didn't hear about that. It was causing
a big stink. It's been a couple months back.
But so, and it was big. So you didn't watch the original. So it might be a little confusing for you, but Carrie Bradshaw is the main character. So Sex and the City was, it was this woman that was a writer and she was writing her story and she released the story as a book. And that was, she was talking and writing this book about what was going on in her and her friends' lives. And they were discovering sexuality and a sexual awakening as women. And in their 20s and early 30s. And then when it ended, they had their significant others after the movie and everything. They had their significant others. And there was like this pull and push of trying to find their significant others.
I remember what it was now because I was young. And I had an issue with Sarah Jessica Parker herself. So I didn't want to watch the show at all. I didn't like her back then. I'm fine with her now. You know, I don't know what it was when I was younger. I just didn't like her. You know, maybe she reminded me of something about myself that I didn't like and I dealt with it, you know, because it seems like now today I don't have an issue with her. So maybe I should go back and try to watch the show, the original.
Yeah. And so it's on HBO Max and
everything good on HBO Max. I'm always on there and Disney.
HBO Max is yeah. Lit. It's lit. And another one that we're going to get into is another HBO Max show later because I had to talk about it, but
I hope it's not Dexter. That was a letdown.
That was Stars.
Total fucking letdown. Dexter's on HBO Max too.
No, it's Stars. Stars is Dexter.
Okay. Well, I was let down. Like the way they did Dexter. Like, no, I didn't want to talk about it. Y'all fucked up. That was wrong.
Well, that was,
I digress.
And that wasn't a, that was another one that was, it was more of a continuation, not a reboot.
It was a continuation, but I think there's different writers and different, the show just wasn't the same. Like they tried.
Yeah.
And I think Dexter himself is the reason why it worked in that way. Cause he tried to be like, but the writers I think were different because something was off about that whole thing.
Yeah.
You know, it really was. And I just, I pushed through it and I was so pissed off at the ending.
So speaking of that, now, I was a huge Pretty Little Liars fan.
You know, that's another show I started watching. And it like, I got into all kinds of other stuff and just never kept up with it. But I did like it. I watched like one or two episodes. So I need to catch up on some stuff.
Pretty Little Liars was the show.
I mean,
that I watched all the way through. It's like literally the second show that I started from the beginning and watched all the way through. First one being One Tree Hill. Still one of my favorite shows. And it pains me that they're trying to bring back Pretty Little Liars. They already got the green light for it, so it is coming back. But they're trying to bring back Pretty Little Liars. And they don't have any of the original cast. The original cast doesn't want anything to do with it because it doesn't have the original writers. It doesn't have the original producer and executive producer and creator and all that kind of stuff. It doesn't have any of that. It's this new world, this new thing, this all these new things going on. And I feel like you have to have something from the original other than just the name. You know what I mean? Like it has to be something original. So they have this whole new concept and I don't know. Like I'm going to watch it because I loved the original Pretty Little Liars. But how can you, in my mind, I'm thinking about this. And if I ever wanted to watch a reboot, I would want to see some of the original characters in it. Like 90210. when they rebooted Beverly Hills 90210 and called it 90210, I was like, okay, is original characters going to be in there? And when I found out that original characters were going to be in there, I watched it and I really enjoyed it. It was overly dramatic and they didn't touch on things of the generation like they should have.
Almost like Boy Meets World. Did you watch that when you were younger?
Yeah.
Well, with Topanga. Well, now the new Boy Meets Girl or Girl Meets Boy or whatever it's called now is their kids.
Oh, and Girl Meets World?
Yeah, the original principal's there, I think, in some format. And Topanga and what's his name's, I think, got married or whatever crap it is now. But okay. that's kind of like what you're saying. Like some of the original characters are there. Even though it's a new show,
it has to entice
and it has to attach and make sense, you know?
Yeah.
So that was another one. I don't watch that show because it's like for young kids, I think. But.
And so just like, okay. So with that being said, though, okay, I did watch the new Gossip Girl and I was a fan of the original, and there isn't any of the original characters in there, but they do mention the original characters at some point. Like there's mentionings of them and what the original characters went through. It was very nicely done. Very, very nicely done. That's also on HBO Max. It was very nicely done and I really enjoyed it. But they also, the storyline goes with modern teens.
Yeah.
And so like, there's all these different elements that like, when you do a reboot, like in order for people to like, want to watch it or be intrigued to watch it, like, and of course you got to bring in this new generation because that new generation is going to be mainly the ones that are watching it. So you have to kind of like entice them. So, and just like that, which is the next chapter of Sex and the City, did a really nice job of bringing in the new generation. Plus, kind of bringing in all the original original fans of the series Sex and the City.
That's like with the Connors, when Roseanne made that tweet that went viral and caused all those issues, they shouldn't have fired her. What they should have done is brought her on the show and made the show about that, where she has this, what she calls, she woke up being on Ambien and made the tweet, but the tweet was racist, you know, and it was like, totally the wrong time for a joke like that. You know, if it ever was a time, that was totally not the right time because there was a lot going on at that time.
Yeah.
You know, a lot of people were angry and upset, you know, but like if they'd have brought all that emotion on the show, like with Darlene being so upset and everybody being mad at her, they could have really had that. That would have been a show with a lot of emotion and power behind it.
And a teaching moment.
Yeah, and a teaching moment. They could have turned, instead of the media blowing that up and all the negative attention it got, they could have really spun it to make a positive thing and teach people, this is what you look like by being a racist. This is what your family and people around you think. You're not impressing nobody with that hatred and bigotry. That's your own shit, and you need to deal with it because everybody around you thinks you're an idiot for it.
Yeah.
You know, and people need to see that. They make fun of it on TikTok and stuff all the time, you know, we'll call them Karens and everything.
Yeah.
You know, and like, I think there's a negative outlook on all that. You know, these people aren't seeing themselves as those negative people. They're just angry and hurt and don't know how to express it. You know, they have a capacity to be good, caring people. You know, they wouldn't be getting in your face and screaming at you. They're crazy shit if they weren't passionate.
Yeah.
You know? It's just, I think the world should be handled with love and not hatred, and get rid of the bad focus on stuff, you know, and start saying, okay, well, we need to focus on why that person's that way. Maybe we can help them.
Yeah.
You know, because we all need help with something.
The whole thing with Roseanne, though, was definitely the network's decision. And the network made a decision based off of, they didn't want any backlash, even if they brought her onto the show and wrote it into the show, you run a risk of making people more mad because she's still on the show after doing what she did. If it was written into the show before she did what she did, then that's when you can create a teaching moment and bring the audience in to learn something.
But and maybe they still can.
But there's like a lot of different elements of that as far as the network purpose.
Yeah, I definitely like Roseanne was like not even why I watched the show. Honestly, I think I always watched the show because of Dan. Dan was my father figure growing up. You know, he was a good dad and he was funny and he was like really like I had that was about Dan for me. You know, yeah. And I think the mother was funny as hell, you know, and I had all the characters I liked, but Roseanne wasn't my favorite character. She didn't have, to me, I just saw her as like bipolar.
Yeah.
Very up and down and back and forth. But then she had like good reasoning behind a lot of stuff she talked on the show when I was younger, you know, but she was a good, I guess I could see her as a good mom too, but I don't know. It's been a long time since I saw that show.
Yeah. And I think that with Roseanne and Roseanne's actions, she had to have a consequence and she got the consequence.
Yeah.
And it did change. It changed to the Connors, correct?
Yeah. And they killed her off by overdosing on painkillers.
Yeah, I remember
and
that.
They spun it that way, which was a good teaching moment too.
Yeah.
You know, a lot of these kids watching and they're like, hey, my parents do that. Well, you need to do something. You need to say something. Like, it might ruin whatever bubble you live in right now. But if your parents are doing that stuff, you know, they need to be called out. You know, and the kids need to let you know that's not right. You need to stop that, you know?
I mean, there's a lot of different elements in every single situation, and which completely transitions us in with the addiction part of things to Euphoria.
Yeah, that shows.
With that show, that show has so much going on, so many different elements. So it's sometimes it gets to be a little overwhelming with some of the stuff that they tackle on that show.
But I think those actors are really good at what they do because they are doing very well at depicting the different personality disorders or whatever you want to call it, you know. That people might get.
Exactly. And that was really what I was going for, was it's got a lot of representation of mental illness and drug illness and things like that, like addiction, be consuming yourself, but also affecting the people around you. And, you know, probably one of my favorite storylines in that whole entire show is Fez, because Fez was her Rue's drug dealer.
Yeah, I like Fez.
And he sees her as a sister, and then he is like, no, like, you don't need to be doing this. And it's almost like her drug dealer turns out to be somebody that's trying to help her. Instead of selling her the drugs, he's trying to keep her off of the drugs. So It's just a lot, like a lot of different elements, a lot of ups and downs, but it's a very, very intriguing show.
It definitely is. Watch Euphoria if you haven't. I'm pretty sure a lot of kids are watching. Their parents are just like, you know, off doing other things, but the parents should check it out too. And yeah. So you remember that show Doogie Howser MD back in the day?
Yes.
I was on Disney Plus the other day because I was thinking to myself, I pay for this and I never watch it. So I need to watch it. So I went on Disney Plus and started looking for stuff. And it popped up Doogie and it had this girl's name. And it's set in Hawaii. And okay. I'm thinking, this is interesting.
All right.
Excuse me. Yeah.
Got a little cotton mouth.
Yeah, a little cotton mouth. I drank some of that soda and it like bubbled up my nose.
Ew.
You ever had soda go up your nose?
You're not supposed to snort it.
Yeah, it's not Coke, right?
Booger sugar?
That hurts when you sniff Coke. But, Kamala, oh my gosh, Kamala I don't know, whatever, MD. But it's like, so I'm like, I'm going to check this out, right? Because it's a young girl. And oh, I'm thinking.
Kamaloha.
Yeah. So what they done is they made Doogie a girl that was 16. And instead of his dad being the doctor and the chief of staff for the hospital, her mom is. And her mom's a white girl from Jersey who fell in love with a Hawaiian guy and married him, and they moved to Hawaii. Okay. And she's a doctor down there. Is it New Jersey? I think it's New Jersey. It's something like that.
One of those white states.
Yeah, one of those white. Yeah, one of those white south of New York states. But anyway, yeah, it's super cute. And I started watching Doogie Howser MD the other day, like to catch up on a few episodes. And then when I watched this, they used the same story as the first episode and the first couple episodes. So the stories are just being redone in a way, but they've been changed to be modern.
That's cool.
And the show has none of the characters from the original one, and they flipped it around to empower women with it and stuff like that. And it's super cool. I for some reason, it's like, it's got me hooked, and I've watched 7 episodes already.
Yeah.
And I just love it. It's almost like a Full House type theme, like a family TV show is how it's set up for families.
Yeah.
So there's no, you know, cussing or dumb stuff in there. Yeah. It's actually pretty cool though. And I'm like, I don't know, there's something about it that I think that it's good that you could be progressed to redo something and make it completely different, but it also the same thing.
Yeah.
And it still works, you know? So it just proves that we've all went through the same shit. We've just all handled it differently.
Yes.
And I think what we teach the next generation will impact on how they believe and how they think.
Yeah.
And right now the next generation is seeing us fight over red and blue. They're seeing us fight over Crips and Bloods. They're seeing us fight over black and white. They're seeing us fight over country music versus rock music. We fight over everything.
Yeah.
You know, and these kids are seeing that. What are they going to grow up to choose if we keep acting like this?
Yeah.
You know, because we really are. And Euphoria is showing us that, like, our kids are affected too. You know, there's so much fighting and animosity and anger when we give birth to a child today that they've got all these conditions and issues that are just all over the place. And we don't understand them because, you know.
Yeah.
We caused it.
And it's also, you know, not widely talked about. There's still a stigma around it.
Yeah, there is. Cause like when I first heard about, I was in high school. And my best friend in high school was bipolar manic depressive. And it's the first time I ever dealt with that with somebody close to me. And I didn't know how to handle things. I misinterpreted. I got upset. I got angry. I got mad. There was times I hated him, you know? And now when I meet somebody that's bipolar manic depressive, I can tell right away that that's kind of what they might be, but I know how to handle and talk to them now because I went through that.
Yeah.
You know? And he killed himself, you know, for whatever reason.
Yeah. So to end the TV talk here, there is an HBO show called Somebody Somewhere. And I would like to check this out. It says in the news, how Jeff Hiller smashed gay TV tropes on HBO's Somebody Somewhere. So I'd like to check it out.
Yeah.
And breaking news, Victoria's Secrets has their first black trans model.
Oh, really? I have to check that out. Christina says something about checking out this. It's called Gotcha. Check out Secrets of Playboy on A&E.
Huh.
So. I mean, if she's going to tell me to watch something about Playboy, then obviously there's something that would interest me as a gay man.
Yeah.
You know, so it's kind of interesting where it's going to go. I don't know.
Speaking of that, why is the whole art of magazines dying?
Well, going to the video store and buying a VHS or a DVD of porn is obsolete because everybody can download whatever they want. You know,
Yeah, and it's and like
you can cast it from your phone to your TV, and you can just do whatever you want with the stuff, you know?
Yeah.
So like, why pay all that money for porn? But like, the porn industry is banging, so I don't. Or booming. I don't understand. They're banging. That's why they're booming. So somebody somewhere is still buying it, you know, somehow. I guess they're buying the downloads. Like people like me just going free porn, got like freegayporn.com.
Yeah.
You know, or YouPorn or whatever it's called. You know, everything you want to see is right there. Like if you want to get your business done, like that's all you need. You're like, why wouldn't I never go buy porn? Because there's no need. I'm not into porn enough to really care about it. To go buy it.
Yeah.
And what little bit I do care, like if I want to see like different things that I might hear or read about and I want to go watch the porn on it. Sometimes I've done that, you know, like sounding and stuff like that. When I read about that, I went and checked out the porn on sounding and I'm like, oh my God, I'm like, no, I don't want that.
That still makes my penis hurt.
But it's like educational for me. That's what I use it for. So I can actually see what it is, you know, like, and it's on there, anything you can think of. So yeah. I don't understand why people would pay for it, but like, maybe that's like they get fixated or like after one character. And they want to like buy all their stuff and support them. They feel like they're supporting them. Maybe that's why they do it.
Yeah.
You know, or whatever. I don't know.
It's interesting.
You know, because like all those porn stars are hot. There's not one that's hotter than the other to me. You know?
Yeah. Yeah, they're definitely some sexy men.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, there was something else that I was going to bring up and it was not anything about porn.
Well,
but
a joke popped in my head earlier in the show and I let it go. I didn't say it. I should have. Cause now I'm like, damn it. That's funny.
So have you watched any of RuPaul's new season?
No, I haven't. You told me about it the other day, but I forgot. What is it on?
I have them recorded on the DirecTV stream. So if you go to my library, they're recorded in there.
Yeah, but I don't get access to the living room that much.
Oh yeah, that's right.
So can I put it on my TV?
Yeah, DirecTV stream you can.
Yeah, so I'll have to have you sign in for me.
It might already be logged in.
I'll try it when I go downstairs.
But so that's where I'm gonna leave it. I am not exactly sure what I was going to talk about. I kind of had one of those like major brain farts, but
what, before the movie topic thing come up, is it like a different topic or was it something that related to that topic?
Well, it was just something related to like our culture, like LGBTQIA+. But I don't really remember. But yeah, like, I guess we can just move on. Yeah. How about you come up with something for a second? Because my head is like
trapped in Narnia.
Yeah, it's like, what? Where did it go?
Well, I've been like, I want a phone case for my phone, but I haven't seen anything yet that I absolutely love. And I've just been not wanting to buy nothing. And my phone's unprotected. Like, I've been fine with it. Like, it's square, so I hold on to it, and, like, I grip it just fine. But I did notice today when I borrowed yours that I gripped it a lot better. You know, it was heavier and bulkier, but it wasn't bothering me. So yeah. I might just get a basic one like yours for now, you know, until I really find something. But I want something kind of cool, like, and I've seen a lot of cool ones, but they just aren't grabbing me. You know what I mean? So I don't know.
They aren't reaching out and grabbing me.
Yeah, they're not. They're not. I want to be slapped right in the face. Bitch, I'm yours. Handle me. Slap me. Press me, squeeze me, push me. You know, watch porn on me. But no, like.
Watch porn on me.
What if
don't
I could
climax
find.
Don't climax on me now,
what if I could find one that said Playboy and it was like all gold?
Okay, now that's bougie.
You know what I mean? Something like that. That'd be funny. I mean, it's a fucking, what is it, $1,600 phone, $1,800 phone.
Yeah.
So, like, I want it to be bougie. It is bougie.
It is bougie without having a case.
My cousin Susie keeps making fun of me because, like, I'll be sitting in her living room, and before I leave, I'll go on my phone and start my car, or I'll start it with the key thing, and she'll be looking at me like, "You started your car, didn't you?" And I'm like, "No." She's like, "Yes, you did." She's like, "You bougie bitch." She's like, "You bougie stuck up bitch. Your real prissy, perfect, sexy car." I'm like, "Susie, it is not a Mercedes Benz. It's not like a Jaguar, not like that. But like, I love my car. It's sweet. Yeah. I love it."
Yeah. But I like both of my vehicles, and there's nothing really special about them. I just think that there's been times when I didn't have a vehicle, and it makes me appreciate that so much more. Like, appreciating the small things is not bad. You know, like appreciating the fact that you have a place to live.
Oh yeah.
Appreciating the fact that you have a vehicle.
I actually love this house. I don't like the yard. We don't have a yard. I want a fenced in yard so we can get dogs. You know?
Yeah.
I want a fenced in yard. The house, other than that, there's nothing wrong. I can't speak bad about this house.
No, it's a nice house.
It would be nice too if the basement had like a foot or two down there, because I would finish the whole basement off.
Yeah.
You know, something like that, and make a whole bunch of more room.
Yeah. You know,
but it's also not my house. We rent it.
Yeah.
But I would love to buy an old farmhouse and get this, get one that's got like 8 bedrooms, 5 bathrooms. Fuck it. Let's have a bunch of people live together.
Yeah.
And we can all afford. I want to do a commune type setup. I want to buy like 500 acres, maybe like 10,000 acres, and just have like, let friends and family that I want to have around me build whatever houses they want on the property, and that could be their place. You know, but like, I want to choose who is in my 10,000 mile range, 10,000 acre range.
We are now taking applications to live in the commune. Please go to www.
It ain't nothing religious. You could live how you want, unless you're a hater. We ain't going to be in there anyway. I ain't going to have no haters up in there. Causing all kinds of mischief and drama. Nah, fuck that shit.
Causing all kind of ruckus.
Yeah, you ain't gonna come up in here acting like that.
Oh, I remember what it was. Medea is coming back.
Really? Because like...
to Netflix. And the kicker in the shorts is Miss Brown from Miss Brown's Boys.
Oh yeah, I saw that.
Is gonna be in the new movie.
I saw that. That's gonna be fucking awesome.
It's going to be hilarious.
Because isn't one of her sons getting married, or daughters?
I don't know.
Somebody's getting married, and Miss Brown from Mrs. Brown's Boys came in the scene.
The only thing I know is that Mrs. Brown's is going to be in it, and Medea's going to be in it. And all I have to say is hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
No, that I am excited for that. I do want to watch that very much so.
If you haven't seen Mrs. Brown's Boys, look that shit up. It's Irish comedy TV.
It's pretty much like the Irish version of Medea.
Yeah, it's on Brit TV. But yeah, he's a guy dressed as drag. And he's like, it's fucking hilarious. But check it out. Mrs. Brown's Boys. And you can find it on Brit TV or probably clips on YouTube.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure. So
it is really good. It is really good. I've seen many episodes of it. Actually, with you, you used to watch it a lot.
Yeah, well, recently I watched it all again because I paid for Brit TV for a while. And then when I wasn't using it, I just unpaid for it.
BritBox?
Yeah, BritBox. Because BritBox has got a lot of good stuff on it. Keeping Up with Appearances, I watched all that. That bitch is funny.
That is a funny show.
Ab Fab is on there. There's a Vicar one. She's funny. There's all kinds of shows on there that are hilarious. The old shows are hilarious. Some of the newer stuff I'm not getting, but I also don't know about the culture over there right now. It's different because like our culture changed.
Yeah.
Our culture took a hit. Every culture did.
Yeah.
So like the shows they're putting out that are new, they are funny. If you watch them for a while and kind of try to learn and pick it up, they're fucking hilarious.
Yeah.
There's this one guy that cleans up crime scenes and there's all this drama with him. It's fucking hilarious.
So, the other day when I was helping Chai get her stuff, Jake decided to call me out on the whole hitting the deer thing.
Yeah.
Trying to suck some penis. And Chai was like, "What? I never heard about this." So,
bitch, listen to our podcast.
I'm calling you out. You ain't listening.
But if you listen, you know. We talk about it.
We talk about a lot. I mean, you're going to learn so much about us, even our underwear size.
Yeah.
So if you want to buy some underwear, just send us some over. You know, I really like them really fancy ones that feel like, you know, silk on your nutsack.
When we start doing TikTok lives, I think people send in and stuff like that, we're going to like present it and let everybody see what other people sent in. You know, I'm not going to try it on for everybody to watch, but maybe we'll, get a hot, maybe we'll get a hot boy to come try them on for us, for everybody.
Oh, pick crew.
Yeah, who are we gonna, who would we get? You think Paul would do it?
No. I wish.
Paul would be a good one.
In my wildest wet dream.
I see him as a little brother, like...
And you know what's really weird is
but I love him. He's cool shit.
He does listen. So he's going to listen to this and he's going to be like, okay, you agitate me at work all the time, but now you're agitating me on the podcast and I have to listen to you agitate me again.
But yeah,
he doesn't talk like that. I don't know where that voice came from. Much cuter than that. That sounded like an old man with paralysis.
We'll force Jake to do it.
Jake, you are now going to be our model.
Yeah, you're now going to be our underwear model. You better be packing. That's all I'm saying, because they're going to see it.
Oh, we'll get one of those. Oh, we'll get one of those little things that you stick in to make it look bigger, just so he doesn't feel self-conscious.
Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah, we'll get one of those, and then he won't feel bad. So then he'll want to do it. A what?
Cucumber.
No, not a cucumber. They have like the, you know, like male model, like underwear models, how they put that thing in there to kind of like hide the penis and kind of give it like structure and shape.
Yeah.
So it's not like this little tiny traffic cone poking it out. Little tiny tent down there.
Yeah, for those growers, not showers.
Yeah, exactly.
When I'm down to 190, I'm a shower. But being at 260 right now, I'm a grower. It's just weird, like how the fat builds up around the base of it.
Yeah.
You know, and it's like, I had a friend of mine that lost a lot of weight and he's like, my dick grew too. I was like, it didn't grow. It was always that size. The fat just like came away from the base and like it's out more.
Yeah.
You know, but like, yeah, he's like, I didn't know it was that big. I was like, it wasn't.
So do keto and gain bigger dick size.
Yeah. Maybe that's why everybody wants you to live healthy.
You need some hydroxycut. But yes. So with that being said, a quick rundown on everything. You can follow us on Facebook by searching Kind of a Big Deal Podcast. You can also follow us on Twitter and Instagram at KOABD pod.
And you can add me on Snap at Doug_P. I think that's what it is. It's Doug capital E Parks.
You can add me on Snap at Spindy27. Add us on our TikToks. Mine is Terry Clay Miller Jr. And Doug's, what is yours? Are you looking it up? You looking up that handle? I have to erase that and write them on the board so you know what it is. You just look up there and say it. Read it off.
Yeah, I don't know. Douglas Park 7.
Douglas Park 7. So until next time, stay true.
Stay focused.
And always be a big deal. Bye.
Love everybody.
I'm here and I'm gonna fly above the world and see it tonight. I'm gonna see the people proud, see the people living in peace, no war, cause this is what we need. And I say I am here and I am revolutionary. I'm gonna make everything look like it was a dictionary. All these words, pinnacle, heart, doing what you needed when you got me to start in. I don't want anybody to be left behind. Let's love everybody for who who they are tonight. Come on, we are the one. We are gonna stand together because we can do this together. We can rise.
Stand up for what's right. Love them. Hold them. Believe in them. We are all brothers and sisters, and we will rise.